Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa. Sorry, too much energy.
Let's try that again. Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa.
Nice fucking podcast. Honk, honk. Don't go over the top when I'm trying to be over the top.
Sorry, I'm really excited to talk about this movie.
Beetle Guys.
Beetlejuicy.
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Juicy.
Juicy.
That sounds like a porn parody
goosey
version.
Goosey.
It's like Gary Busey, but not
Gary
as funny.
Gary Busey, Goosey.
Gary Busey.
Lucy Busey. Oh. Lucy Goosey Busey. Busey.
Oh, stop it. You're going to break
gonna
something.
I'm going to stop talking now. I'm broken.
We are speaking of Beetlejuice.
We are.
We're 1988 movie.
Can we just say that even if you say it three times in a row, he's not going to turn up?
No. He's busy. He's still waiting in line with his ticket, which is 9,900,000 and something or other.
Yes, I think he's 999,000,000
He's going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
He's still waiting, I'm sure. But apparently, I think he's making a comeback next year.
He's finally going to get out at the top of that line.
Yep, 2024. I hope that one comes out with him with a small head at the start and they rehydrate his head.
That'd be good.
Yeah, they have to because it's got to be consistency. All right, so Beetlejuice, 1988.
Yes.
The cast that I got, there was a few other people I skipped, but majority of the big hitters was Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton, Jane Butterfield, Catherine O'Hara, and Jeffrey Jones.
Jane Butterfield. That's the name of the character.
Yep. And the dead people.
No, but hold on. Isn't Jane Butterfield the name of the character?
No, that's her that's her acting name.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's her character's name,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, maybe that's all she could do.
Okay.
And the dead people are Glenn Shaddix, Patrice Martinez, Cindy Daly, Douglas Turner, Carmen Philpy. And Sylvia Sidney. Sylvia Sidney was Juno, their caseworker.
Okay.
And Carmen T. Flippy. That was the guy that had been run over and fell a little flat.
Oh.
I made a joke. Did he look familiar to you? It's funny. I used to be much stronger.
Oh, is that him?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, that's him. So,
wow.
Drunk guy at the bar from Wedding Singer.
Wow.
Is the guy who was run over.
It's pretty hard to tell what he looks like because he's very made up.
Yeah, I know.
Still.
And he's much younger too. I don't want
to. He used to be
recall.
Much younger.
I'm guessing Wedding Singer was made around 90.
It was in the 90s.
I want to say 93. Let's 95? Just say 93.
I reckon 95.
Of course you'd disagree with me.
I reckon it's 95.
I'm sure it is 95. I'm sure you're correct and I'm incorrect. But the fact is it's like 10 years prior to this movie. So
yeah,
he's aged quite a bit.
In 10
especially
years.
When you, especially when you're hanging around that bar.
Well, I mean, it looks like it got run over.
That's right. It was very flat. So I've got a few bits of trivia for this movie. And
yes.
It's not really trivia. It's just more facts about Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
He's Beetlejuice Man. This is Michael's...
Beetlejuice Man.
This is his favourite movie that he's done. He's gone on the record and said that this was the best movie he's done. I'm sure this is probably prior to the fact that he's made some amazing hits in the last couple of years, like he was in The Flash and he's going to be in Beetlejuice 2. But this
Dream Team is his best movie, but that's okay.
What his best movie and what his favourite movie are two
Everyone
different
loves Dream
things.
Team.
I reckon this movie was fun for him
to
be
so
in.
Too. This is a fun movie.
Yeah. It was originally going to be called House Ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Then Tim Burton suggested Scared Sheetless.
Yeah.
I do like that one.
That's not bad.
But yeah, ended up being obviously what it is.
I feel like once they did it, they realised how big of a character Beetlejuice is.
Yes.
And they went, this is the character.
Yeah. Michael made it so you can't just flippantly.
Just couldn't do it.
It is him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see why it's his favourite movie because he ad-libbed 90% of his lines,
mm-hmm.
Which is amazing. The crew would chant, juice, 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 to get him psyched up before he started a scene.
He got juiced up.
I hear that pornos do the same thing.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they chant, juice, juice, to get people juiced up.
Oh, my God. When OJ was in Naked Gun, did they yell, juice, juice,
they
juice
might
at
have.
Him?
Yeah. Yeah, they might have.
Be careful with him. He'll stab people.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Tim hated the musical scene.
Oh,
yes. He thought it was going to be not funny,
mm-hmm.
but turned out to be probably the most poignant scene out of the whole movie.
Yes.
So suck on that one, Tim Burton. You don't know your audiences.
That's right.
How dare you? And probably the only movie he didn't cast Johnny Depp in.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is...
There was no trivia about Johnny Depp in it.
No.
Like, I couldn't see any other characters being... No, there was nothing I could see on IMDb. I don't think...
This is still early when he wasn't... It wasn't just him and Depp every time.
No, no, no. It was 80. It was prior to that.
Yeah.
I think and Depp and him hit it off in the 90s.
When was Scissorhands compared to this one?
I can't remember, but I'm sure it would be after this.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Because this one is... This one's very interesting because whilst this movie was being made or sort of coming out, it was announced that Tim Burton was going to be the director of the new Batman,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, I heard this story, and this is my own trivia.
Yes.
You ready? I've got my own trivia.
Oh, and my movie, how dare you?
Well, I can't help it. I have to tell this story.
Yes, it's right? Edward Scissorhands was 1990, for anyone just dying to know, 2 years prior.
Cool.
Show me your trivia.
Apparently, around the presses, they heard that Tim Burton was going to cast... Tim Burton was going to cast one of his stars of Beetlejuice as Batman.
Ah.
And everyone thought it was going to be Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alec Baldwin
looks he'd make an okay Batman. He
looks like what Batman should look like. He's got the voice and everything, right?
Yeah.
Imagine him as Bruce Wayne and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. So he's got that suaveness, he's got that look. And then he cast...
Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton. And yeah, and everyone sees him as a class clown because he's predominantly known for comedy.
He's just known for comedies. Like Batman was one of the first things he wasn't in comedy.
Yep.
But yeah, anyway, I just thought it was an interesting fact because that it was very widely rumoured that he was going to cast one, and he said, I'm going to cast one of these people. Well, he said stuff like that I'm going to cast, it's one of my stars. Now, unless it's going to be...
Gina Davis.
It could be Bueller.
Well, Catherine O'Hara would have been great.
Catherine O'Hara as Batman.
But her character in Schitt's Creek would have been great.
Otho?
Otho, fuck me. Otho would have been great. Okay, I need a bigger suit. Yes, so that was pretty much all the trivia I have and you had, so we can dive in deep into this movie.
Let's go straight into it.
Let's get juiced up. Juice. All right, I'm ready now.
Okay.
Very first scene is the beautiful town.
Yep.
And then it leads into, obviously, fake trees. And
Do you know, you can see the point where it switches. I noticed it.
Yeah, I noticed it.
I noticed it straight away, and I was like, am I supposed to notice this? Because I never remember noticing this, but I noticed it.
And I think you just get lost in the movie sort of thing.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. When we watch it, we're not watching critically, but we're watching looking for things.
Yes.
And when I'm looking for something, I see this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever noticed that before.
And I wanted to have a dialogue with you, but I'm like, no, save it for the podcast. Yeah. Don't talk to you.
No.
So luckily I had a ring pop in my mouth the whole time, so I couldn't speak, which is probably best for me.
Exactly, Gwen.
But yeah, Gwen? You're going to have to explain that one.
Stefani, ring pop. Don't speak.
Oh, God.
He said so, don't speak.
Seriously, mate. Seriously.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're saying.
Shut up. Moving on. Fuck it. Don't make me slap you. I will hurt you.
All right. Look, come.
Okay, so, and then it leads to the house on the hill, which is their house.
Yes.
And the spider that crawls over.
The haunted house on the hill.
Yeah, allegedly. And I said, what if the spider was venomous and he gets bitten straight away?
And he dies.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, so it's just him.
Just him dying.
With her in the house. That dynamic would be quite interesting.
It is interesting because there's a few points there where we could do that. I actually said he straight out just kills the spider.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yes.
So makes does that spider like then go in the afterlife and come back and it has a little book? Book for living with the
humans? Yeah, humans? Yeah, maybe. That could be the... I just realised, what if it was a radioactive spider? And he becomes Spider-Man.
He could.
And then later on the track, he's able to save them from the crash.
That's
He could web himself out
of it. He could web the car.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it takes a little while too, but
it does. It doesn't, he has to go through the fever dreams, more blankets, less blankets, all that kind of stuff.
Are you calling Dewey Cox Spider-Man?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying when you go through withdrawals, like Spider-Man in the movies goes usually... It depends on which movie, which reboot of Spider-Man you're watching.
Yeah.
Goes through like this terrible time.
Terrible teething process. Yeah.
Well, while the DNA fuses and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not instant.
It doesn't just be like, hey, I got bitten. Mm. No, I'm a spider.
Yep. So they're having a vacation at home.
Yes.
And I said, what if they had just told people they went away?
Should have. But it's only Jane. Jane's the only one that comes to visit them.
Yes.
And Jane's coming to visit because they own this big ass house on top of the hill.
Yeah.
So I don't. The dynamic. Jane says that she's related to them in some way.
Yes.
I don't know how she's related.
No.
Some sort of cousin or yes. something. Because yeah. she's not like her sister or
no.
something like that. So, and she's the real estate agent. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that she sees some guy is looking for houses.
She sent them a photo.
Yeah. So I think this guy's looking for houses. And so what I think has happened is Charles Dietz, which is the Bueller guy, yep. the Bueller principal, has decided that...
He's contacting people in this place going, yeah, I want a house.
I think he's just contacting real estate agents in little country towns, like little towns in the area. Because it's in Connecticut, which is not that far from New York, or it's a fair distance, but it's still...
Still within reach.
It's still within reach for him to go to. Mm-hmm.
It's like North Coast.
Yeah, it's like Sydney. A few hours away or something yeah. like that. I don't know how far it is exactly.
Yeah.
But he's probably like... Because he's from New York, he's probably contacted people from, like, you know, the rural parts of New York. And he's yeah. contacted, like, the people in Connecticut and the people in all those other places where
yeah.
they're more like country towns, but they're still closer. Like, it's that kind of area.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that he's contacted all these people and she's instantly thought, he wants a big-ass house on mm-hmm. a hill. Oh, I know someone with a big-ass house on a hill.
Oh, God, it's only an hour and 37 minutes drive.
Yeah. So that's what I figured. It's not that far. It's a few hours.
Yeah.
So... He's probably contacted a bunch of different real estate agents, and this guy is like a big time real estate dude, so he knows people.
Yes.
And she's probably thinking,
I'm going to
get a huge commission.
I want to get the commission.
And could even lead to more stuff for her. So this is really great for Jane.
Yeah, she was channeling her bed knob. Yeah, she was just trying to be bed knob.
She's just bed knobbing it up, yeah. right? So I feel like that's why she's showing the pictures of the house, is because he's shown interest. She's taken some photos and said, what about this one? She's probably taken photos of a bunch of houses in town.
Yes.
And he's got this one. Because mm-hmm. this one is exactly the house that you're thinking of. If you're thinking of a country retreat mansion,
yeah,
this is the house you're looking for.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to say, I don't like it.
I don't like the house.
It was up on the hill?
Yeah. I don't like the house either. But this is, you got to realize that he wants like the country house, but he wants the mansion because he's the big time guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just doesn't scream what they're looking for. But know. That's fair enough.
Excuse what he's looking for, the husband, the wife, no.
Mm.
He wants the place where you can put the fire, log on the fire mm-hmm. and look at the birds and just relax.
Yeah, he just likes the scenery. Yeah. But I feel like the house is the wrong house. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Then she tells Barbara about someone interested in the house.
Yeah.
And she makes a comment that the house is too big. It should be for someone who has a family.
Yeah.
I said, what if then after that comment, she just told her to fuck off?
Yeah, she really should.
Yeah.
I think they're too nice.
Yes.
You notice
I feel like it's her family. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not his.
I feel like it
because
too.
He just closes the blind on her and tells her to go away.
Yeah, true. But he is the husband, and usually that's the role of the husband, to tell people to just go away.
Is it?
Well, I'm saying in these movies it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It doesn't seem to reflect true life.
No, but in the movies that's how it usually is done. The husband goes down to the basement or goes to the attic or whatever.
Yeah.
So...
He asked her to go down into town.
Oh, before we do that.
Before that.
So, as he's down in that basement, just before he opens up the blind, he puts on the music. Now, I don't know what time period this is supposed to be. It's very, like any Tim Burton movie, it kind of feels like it's set in the 50s or 60s, yeah. but it's not really.
It's not. It's the 80s because the cars are 80s. Yes,
yeah, it's the 80s, right? But the music that he puts on
mm-hmm.
is like the old style swing 50s kind of stuff.
It's trying to match how slow they are.
Yeah.
How simple they are. You look at her outfit. She's wearing like a little house on the prairie dress.
Exactly.
With a tuck shop apron.
Yeah.
And she's doing house stuff.
Mm.
Not cleaning, not cooking.
No.
But house renovation stuff.
Yeah.
But she's dressed like...
She's just like she
little
should
Miss
be...
Little Miss Muffet.
She should be on the picture in the kitchen.
She really looks like Little Miss Muffet who not shat on her tuffet. She did not shit on her tuffet, allegedly. But yeah, it's their thing, their niche, they want the simple life.
So my what if is, what if he was really into death metal?
He goes down there looking through, it's a pity, it's too early for its time, but it'd really be good if it was 90s angry music. He's like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yeah, like that's my thing. Yeah. Yeah. And then, he asks her to go to the store.
Yes.
So I've got, what if just one of them went to the store?
I said, what if she stayed to decorate? Because she was in the middle of decorating.
Yeah, why do they have to go together?
Yes. I always had the illusion as a kid that she drove she was the only one who could drive.
Is she driving? Because he driving?
Well, he says, let's go to town, but yeah. She drives.
Yeah, she does drive, doesn't she?
So I feel like he needs her to go to town. He doesn't say, do you want to come to town with me?
Now, he owns the hardware store.
Does he?
Did you notice that?
No.
That's the first time I've ever noticed this. I thought
he'd already ordered the stuff and it was in.
No, he owns the hardware store. The hardware store is called Maitland's Hardware. He's Maitland.
Oh.
I never noticed this before because I never paid any attention to what their name was. I
just assumed he pre-ordered the stuff.
No.
And the old decrepit man was just absolutely lucid.
Well, the old decrepit man is the barber next door to him, right?
Right.
So he walks up and the barber... And so the store is... I think the store is supposed to be closed because he's on holiday.
But his stuff was just sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
So what, so he just left it at work?
He left it there or something. I don't know what he's doing. But right. He walks in, he puts money in the till or whatever, and then takes his stuff.
Yeah.
I always wondered why he did that. And then I suddenly realised... Either that or he owns the store and someone normally running it, but they're not there or they're not paying attention. So he just ducks in, puts the money in the till and takes his stuff.
I never noticed that before. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
That makes more sense. Why? But also, that makes no sense why she's driving him around.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a DUI.
Maybe.
Maybe he's... We don't know the backstory of these people.
No, it feels like... Because, he tells her to go, but then...
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
And she's like, I only want to be quick. And he's like, in and out, like this sort of stuff, right? Yeah. And I also thought to myself, if this was Bunnings and I said in and out, up until maybe recently where we did only take 10 minutes in a Bunnings,
yes,
I don't think you'd see me for 3 hours.
Yeah, no.
So it would not be in and out.
No, definitely not. It's not a burger joint. No. But what I thought is if he'd just gone by himself,
yes,
nothing bad would have happened.
No.
Because there's a series of events where obviously she's driving.
Yeah.
But... The two of them need to be together in order for this accident to take place.
Do they?
Yes, because he distracts her.
How does he distract her?
Well.
He yells at her to move because watch out for the dog. No, he
goes, you sure you didn't want to go to somewhere like Jamaica or whatever? And she's laughing and then looking at him and then all of a sudden they get distracted and they don't see the dog.
Okay. So he would have just seen the dog.
That's right. Well, yeah, he would have just seen the dog.
Because you see the dog earlier. The dog is the barber's dog.
Is it? Oh,
I don't know. It's out the front of the barber shop.
Yeah.
As they drive up, it's out the front of the barber shop and it runs off.
Yeah. What if people could keep their fucking dogs in their fucking house?
Well, I don't know if it's the barber's dog, but it comes from the barber shop.
Yeah. Because I said, what if he didn't distract her?
Yeah.
And then I wrote a classic line that made me giggle. I went, what if vulvas? And then realized I meant to say Volvos.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it down. What if Volvos were safer? They have the most safest car.
Yeah.
For its time.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And, And then they...
Before they're dead.
Yeah.
Before we even get to that part. Because they're talking about Jamaica. Yes. They're talking in the car. And he also does distract her by saying, maybe we should try again. Because she says she's quite
upset. That's when they leave. Yep.
Yeah. So that's when they're just... that's when they're just leaving from the hardware store. And he says that to her,
right? When they're leaving from the house.
No. In the car. In the car he does it with her.
Yeah. When they leave the house.
Okay.
They have that conversation about trying again for another baby.
Oh,
and they go to the hardware store.
I've missed a few then.
Okay, let's go back to that.
So let's go back to when they just leave.
Okay.
So I've got, Baldwin shooting Blake's finally.
Fuck. Ouch. Too soon. Damn.
I've got, what if he decides to get a haircut?
Yes.
Because then they miss the dog.
Yes.
So they have to be there at the right time with the dog, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably saves them. And then we get to the crash, right?
Yes.
So they miss the dog. They crash to the side.
Yep.
And then the dog is standing on a plank.
Yes.
And then the dog moves. Yep. And the plank lets go and they go into the water. Now, he has his window wound down.
Yes.
Now, that drop from where the bridge is to where the river is what, a couple of metres at worst? Maybe a metre and a half? So I went, why is them crashing off the bridge a death sentence?
Yes.
Why would they die?
Yes.
They both have the windows open. They would just hit it.
Yep.
And then they would just swim out.
Yes. Or they could just open the doors too.
Yeah, or they could open the doors
or whatever. So it gives the illusion, which I find funny from my next what if, it gives the illusion that the car is so heavy that it sinks so quickly that they don't have a chance. Let's assume it's that.
They could just swim out.
Let's just assume they can't.
Okay. Because
it's so heavy and they've got their seatbelts in and they just, whatever. Because there's no
collision. But they remember dying that way, wouldn't they? They don't remember dying.
They don't remember how they got back to the house.
Yeah, okay.
So just say that. I said, what if the engine end of a car was balanced out by a Jack Russell?
Mm-hmm.
Because he is able to keep the car on the bridge just from his body weight on a single plank.
Now, if you've got a spare 5-10 minutes and you know the weight of a Jack Russell and the weight of a car,
yes,
I could work out how long that plank of wood would need to be to balance it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do that.
Would you know the breaking point of that wood? Do you think that would
be well, able I think to... the wood would break first before yes. the balance point. Yeah. But yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that it would be somewhat in the vicinity of 10 to 12 meters,
mm-hmm.
probably even more than that. I would say so. Depends on the rotation point
mm-hmm.
of where it's rotating about. But I feel like it's like the car is about to go, and it, just that little bit of weight's just kind of teetering it up.
I feel like the car would have gone, and the end of the plank would have flung the dog into the roof. And the dog would have gone
through the roof, yeah.
Yeah, and died.
Yeah, so and then they would have had a dog.
As Yeah, well, at least they'd have company. A dog is great.
It's true.
Yeah.
Would the dog go back to them?
Or no, would Probably it go not. Back to its own house?
Yeah. What if it's a homeless dog?
Maybe.
What if you die and you're homeless? You don't have a house. That means that you can't haunt anything.
They don't establish the rules There's for, no for rules other things. They don't establish anything. They mentioned about the fact that, I know I'm jumping ahead, but they mentioned the fact that they have to spend 125 years on Earth.
Yeah.
They never explain why.
No.
I never.
That's purgatory. It's just their 125 years is their thing.
Yeah.
They just... And then after that, they go to heaven?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Ridiculous.
Never explained. No. They just throw numbers at this thing.
So they come home. They say they can't remember, and he wants to. She catches on light.
Yeah.
From the fire. Why the fire flares up is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Must be all the death in the room. Then he says he's going to go retrace his steps.
Yes.
I don't know why that makes a difference, but they need to get him out of the house to realize that they're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, I think they're a bit shocked, and I think that he thinks logically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he seems to be the one that she's a bit, what's going on? And he's like, I'm going to try and problem. I'm trying to problem solve. He's not really that clever.
No, he's not.
He's a problem. He's trying to problem solve, right?
Yes.
So he thinks, oh, I'll work it out. I'll go back to where we were, and I'll try and remember what happened.
Yeah.
Now, it's stupid that he does
that. He tries to mansplain stuff to her.
Oh, yeah.
So he thinks he knows better than her, and he really doesn't.
Maybe she should read the book of the recently deceased.
She does read some of it.
Yeah.
And that comes up later.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then he disappears for a couple of hours. She manages to grab him and pull him back into the house.
Yeah.
And then she shows him the fact that they don't have a reflection. And I thought, what if they turned into vampires?
Yeah, they naturally think that they're instead dead. Of ghosts. Instead of, they might be vampires. They might be a vampire dog.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. Yeah, they could have got bitten by the dog. And then Blade would
turn up.
Blade. And then they find the book.
Yes.
He reads it as... stop getting distracted by pussy behind me.
Sorry. It's playing that with cat's a, playing. That's so cute.
She's playing with a Christmas ornament on our cat's toy. Oh, it's so damn cute. And she's doing a great job, by the way.
Okay.
So,
good on you, sweetie.
Yeah. Well, that's
go for it.
That's Gully. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. It's a boy.
I called him a girl. There's two that are very similar.
Keep going. Sorry.
So, what did I say? Yeah. He reads the book as a handbook for the recently diseased.
Yeah, he can't even fucking read.
What the actual fuck?
Why does he have the responsibility of working out what it is?
He's the smart one.
He's not the smart one.
Who mistakens the word for deceased.
Can I just say?
As diseased.
I don't know what her job is, but he runs a hardware store.
I know.
He's not anything
Have you special. Seen the people that work at Bunnings? No offence to my cousin who works at Bunnings.
But she doesn't own a Bunnings.
No, she doesn't own a Bunnings. All right, so you got to own the Bunnings.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She would still know the difference between the word diseased and deceased. Yeah, anyway. It's
pretty stupid.
So, yeah, I said... Should maybe she have been the person to read it?
Not well, maybe him. they should. Well, see, this is the thing. They don't know how long they've got. The first thing he does is he reads it and he says that, oh, this reads like stereo instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just read the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the next day, it appears to be the next day. I don't know how much time has passed, but it appears to be the next day when people arrive.
Yeah.
And she says something. The friend, the real estate agent arrives and he's trying to flag her down and she goes, oh, I read this in the book. Rule two, people can't see us.
Yeah, people won't.
Won't see us.
Yeah.
Right. Seriously. Did he not come across the rules?
Yeah, how did he not read that? In the first
reading?
I reckon he's read it like a man read. Like he's tried to find the best part.
Yeah, he's trying to skim over.
And he hasn't read it properly. And then she's actually started to read it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough time. That's the thing is they don't seem to have enough time. If they had matter of a few weeks before these people moved in, they may have read that whole book and understood it. Well, that
was my other thing. By the time they died to the time that someone has purchased their house and taken ownership of said house,
yeah,
there is months there.
Yeah, but
they have to check probate. They have to make sure that there is no other ones, no other relatives. But do we know
how long it took for when they died, from when they died to when they show up at the house?
We don't. We only know how long it's taken between their death and when they finally go see Juno.
Yeah, now we don't know whether
that is a few months. 3 months.
Yeah, but that might be two. It might be 2 months from when the crash happens to when.
Fair enough. By 2 months, you should be able to read a book.
Yeah.
I've read a book in less.
No. What I'm saying is, it might be a case that they have the crash, they die, and the point when they turn back up at the house is months after that. Maybe there's like a process.
They did
period.
Say they got back to the house after their funeral. So that would be
they
quick.
See the yeah they see the they see Jane turn up in the like it's a funeral so yeah. Yes they are there for a little while
yes
but maybe this guy can pull strings maybe Charles Dietz is like you know he can do what he wants to do and he moves
can't
in
skip
a week
probate
maybe he can
maybe they can
maybe it's like
I just
Roger
thought they
Rabbit's
would have
probate.
Had at least a couple of months
remember Roger Rabbit's probate it's like 2 days
yeah.
Maybe it's like that.
She says it's been 3 months since they left. That's why the house is fully renovated. So maybe there is time after that.
Yeah, maybe.
It's weird. There's no illusion that the time that's passed is never spent.
I think it's just the hand wave. You just got to go with the hand wave and hope you just take it.
That always perplexed me of how long they had. And then, what if you grew a pair? Because he's such a pain in the ass. He's such a terrible. I don't know. I don't like him for many reasons.
Which one?
The husband, Adam.
Oh, okay.
Adam. Right. He's just, you know.
I never liked Adam.
No, I never liked him either.
Never liked him as a character.
No.
I don't actually like the two dead
like
people
they,
that much.
You know what? I think they cast Gina Davis okay.
Yeah.
I think they cast him not so good.
He's a little bit.
He never sold it for me.
No. Yeah, I don't really like him.
No, you need someone cuter. Someone more loving, someone that feels like they could well truly live in the country.
Yeah, he kind of feels like he's too old for her or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, they don't match.
They don't really match each other. Yeah. He doesn't match to a person who lives in the country and runs a hardware store.
No, definitely not.
He looks more like he should be the guy trying to buy the house.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Very much so. And then they try to leave the house again and almost get eaten by a sandworm.
Yep. Is this have the deets turned up yet? Yes. This is when the deets turn up.
Yes, and she struggles. She has to get out of.
She has to get out, and that's why when they go to do it.
Yeah. So what I was going to say before you cut me off is the fact that, wow, it's true.
Go fine.
She gets frustrated, and she's just like, "Oh, someone's got to help us." So she leaves the house, and he's trying to tell her, "No, you don't know what's out there." Did they not have this conversation?
Yeah, he should have said, there's these weird sandworm things and look like you're on another planet.
Yeah, time has passed.
And time passes for 2 hours, but you're only there for a short amount of time.
And how they find the door again is beyond, anyway, so that's just another weird thing.
So I've got in that same time, mm-hmm. I went, what if, what is the wife's name, the Dietz wife?
Delia.
Delia. I keep thinking Cecilia, but that's
not right. Delia.
What if Delia just leaves their home alone?
Problem is they actually had two kids. She left the other one in New York.
That's right. I was hoping you'd pick that up.
Oh, so good. You did, I hate to tell you this, but you did vocalise that joke.
Did I?
And whilst we were watching the movie already, yeah. So, damn. Unless you thought you were already doing your internal monologue.
I was. Due to the unfreezing process, I have no internal monologue.
That's so funny that you had no idea. Oh, that's good.
I think I did. I think I remember saying it now. But yeah, no, I thought I delivered that well, though. Don't you think?
You did. You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. 100%.
Okay. But what if she did just leave the home as it was and didn't mess with the house?
I know.
Because they're there on the first day, and she's already got Ortho there
with a designer. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever his name is, Ortho. Yeah. Orthogonal.
Ortho. I always used to think orthopedic.
Yeah, I don't know why his name's Ortho.
Yeah, it's weird.
I always thought it was Otto, but it's not Otto.
No,
it's Ortho.
Not Otto. That's Barry. It's too Australian.
It's too Australian, mate.
It's too Australian.
Can't see this weird stick creature out there, mate.
Well, you can when she brings the sculptures in the next day. So that's where my next one jumps to, the next day where they're bringing their furniture.
Yeah, so there's that. You do the furniture bit. There's part that I don't know where it fits. So. Okay.
So they're bringing in all the furniture and doing all sorts of things with her weird sculptures.
Yep.
And one sculpture kind of gets loose. And knocks
the window.
Knocks the father, yeah. Yep. He attacks the father in the window.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to trap the mum against the house. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if that sculpture killed both the parents.
Oh, yeah. And now they then died.
Now there's four ghosts in this house.
Now, okay, is this their actual house or their holiday house?
No, it's actual house.
So they've moved into this house because he talks like he's... It's very weird. Okay, let's talk about the deets. I want to just do a little deep dive in the deets.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's get the deets on the deets.
I want to get the deets on the deets.
Nice.
Now, I think what we can glean from this is that Charles Deets is obviously a real estate guy who...
He's a property developer.
He's some sort of property developer, but he's had some kind of breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what this Max guy talks to him about. Yeah. Like, your breakdown, right? So it feels like something's happened and he needs to get out of there, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think they still own their place, their condo in New York.
I'm sure they've bought it.
I think they own other places as well.
Yeah.
So this is just, he's decided he's going to spend a few months relaxing in this place and then he's going to go back home. That's what his plan was, right? Originally.
Possibly, yeah.
So does that mean, that because he is actually, when he is sleeping in that house, he dies, he stays in that house? Or does he go back to his electoral address? Like, does he have to go talk to the AEC or the American equivalent and work out what his actual home address is?
It's whatever address is on his driver's license, probably.
Well, then he has to go back to New York.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Welcome to New York. We've been waiting for
you. So that means that he's there.
I like the idea of them dying, though, and living in that house with the Maitlands.
Yes.
And the daughter can see all four of them.
Oh, God.
And the comedy that would ensue from that.
I know. It'd be amazing. The odd couple.
Oh, it'd be the odd foursome.
Two of them want to renovate the house, and the other two want to keep it the same. Allow for
quite a spicy porn parody, I must say.
Oh, God. Foursome. I wasn't thinking of that.
Oh, I went there.
I was more thinking of... the odd couple thing, you know, two of them want to make the house look modern and the other two want the house to be the same as it was before.
You could call it dead drop full swap. Anyway, moving on. Yes,
please move on.
And then we see Lydia and she takes...
Sweet Lydia.
Excuse me. She takes a photo of a window and catches a glimpse of the dead people.
Does she take a photo of the window or she looks at the window?
She's taking a photo and then moves it away because she can see them.
Yes, that's right.
She was taking photos of the sky, let's just say.
Takes photos of everything.
So she sees them and I just went, what if goth or emo kids wore sun hats? Especially oversized sun hats.
Yeah, she...
She wants to maintain that white glow skin she's got.
This is one of the weirdest characters.
Mm-hmm.
So...
She likes her weird characters,
I love this movie, right? Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, when I think about the characters that I like in this movie, I really shouldn't like this movie because I don't like the Deetses. I don't particularly like the Maitlands.
You're not supposed to like
I'm not a big fan of Winona Ryder's character, mm-hmm. Lydia, I almost call Layla. Pretty much it's just Beetlejuice I like, but he's not the good guy.
Yeah, he's not the
good
guy.
He's just funny.
Yeah.
So I think it's just because he's funny, it keeps me into this movie.
Yeah.
But without him, this movie would be terrible.
But he's not introduced yet, so you don't count him as a character.
No, I know that.
So far, you're kind of intrigued because she sees him and you think, oh, these poor people, what are they going to do?
You're on their side.
Yes, but you don't necessarily like them.
No, I don't like Gina Davis's character. She's okay.
I know, let's just address the elephant in the room. He's a dick. And you don't like the Deetses at all.
I wish he was shooting blanks.
No, that's right. You don't like the Deetses very much. You've made that joke. Move on.
I know. I like the father of the Deets. I actually identify with him. I think this time I realise that he's not trying to be a dick. Right till the end, he's not trying to be a dick.
Like, no, I disagree with you.
At this point, he's done the thing about, you know, he's bought someone's house, right?
Yeah.
But he wants to just keep the house how it is. He wants it to be a nice country house.
Did you see what he saw of the church?
Yeah, he sees it.
He's going to develop the whole town.
Yeah, that's true.
He's going to fuck this whole town over.
True, that is
true. So he is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I that's what I wait, what ifs later on.
So while we're still talking about them first getting there, and I think, I don't know if it's before or after what you've just done, but there's a point where they're having Cantonese. They're eating Chinese food, right?
Yeah, that's before. That's their first dinner.
Okay, so I wasn't sure if it was before or after that. So did you notice that Delia is wearing a glove as like a little hat?
Yes, as a headband.
She's got a headband glove.
Glove, yeah.
She's just got one of those, you know, the 1930s long gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just tied it around her head.
Yeah, it's so fashionable. It's so 80s.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It is so 80s. Because you can see the fingers.
Yes, I know. But it's so her, though. She has her own style. In all of her characters, she seems to maintain this outrageous style.
Mm.
She keeps for all of them.
What, you mean Catherine O'Hara?
Yeah.
She's, I don't think the mum in Home Alone is quirky. She's very straight down the line.
I don't know. She's got very fancy earrings. Yeah. I noticed her earrings in Home Alone.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah. She's got style, but I don't know. Depends on what you're talking about. She plays the real upper class twit very well.
Yes. But even the down to earth cookie.
Yes. She's cookie still, Fleck. Yeah.
Yeah, she's still quirky but lower class quirky.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just unique. Yes. So they have that dinner.
Yep.
And then the day is the moving day.
Yeah, so then they have the moving day, and that's when Jane turns up and gives her the skeleton key.
Gives her the skeleton key, tells them what's happened. Surely they would have divulged what happened to the people beforehand.
The father should know, but they do know. Because the wife says they died.
Yes. They just don't tell the kid.
No.
I mean, all the house is full of their belongings. Everything's in there. Photos. They've not even removed anything from the house.
They're moving in before they move stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's quick.
It's quick, but then it's not so quick. Like, oh, yes. In my head, I thought they'd covered up the furniture in the attic after they died, but they were already covered before the death.
Yeah.
Because they were renovating that
space. Yeah, that's right. They were renovating.
Yep.
So I think that they've left the house how it is. This guy's just bought it as is.
That stairway to the attic is nuts. It's not even covered with any sort of wall covering.
It's weird, eh?
It's no gyprock. It's just...
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, unless they pulled it apart to do something to it.
Maybe they're renovating that part. I don't know. Mm. I'm not sure, but it doesn't... They don't really explain what the renovation is.
No, they just seem to be decorating it.
Yeah, I think they're just putting different wallpapers.
And you look from outside, though, the house has done, like, the house looks worn, incredibly worn. So.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why they're doing like a fix up what's there.
Yeah, but it appears they've been living there the whole time.
Do you notice that as an interesting plot device is that when we first meet the characters who own the house, they're doing works to the house to make it better. But make it the same.
Yeah.
Whereas the new family are coming in and they're also making works to the house, but to change it.
Yes.
And so that's the big difference between the two of them.
Yeah.
But I kind of find that very interesting that that's the plot device they use.
Yes.
Is that the two of them are both trying to make renovations to the house and they've got different ideas of what to do.
Yeah.
So so she goes up to the attic. You calling a cat?
Yeah, because he's playing with the pen on the table.
Oh, okay. She goes up to the attic with the... She gets the skeleton's key.
Yes, yeah.
And she walks up to it. First thing she asks, is this for the attic? She goes, for any room in the house, right? And so they walk up and she puts the key in the lock.
Mm.
Now, surely she can turn the key and try and turn the handle. I don't know what she's doing. Do you understand what she's doing? She's like wiggling it.
Mm-hmm.
Like as if the key doesn't work.
Because the door's not opening because they're holding it closed.
Oh, but she's not turning the key.
No, she seems to have turned it and then tries to open it.
Now... The door opens in towards the attic, doesn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it doesn't open down. It opens up.
Yeah.
Into
it. Opens in.
Yes. Into the room. So then, and then they pop the key out.
Yeah. But then this is the thing, right? I went, what if she just goes and gets the key and tries again?
Yes.
The key is never seen again.
No, she thinks the key doesn't work. So she goes and gets, and that's why my next one I said, what if a screwdriver jammed into a lock worked?
Yeah, it's like she just like an smacks, ice pick.
She just smacks this screwdriver.
Yeah, she goes, bang.
Yeah, and then opens the door.
Well, because it's probably not locked.
No, she probably just pushes it open because she's unlocked it.
Yeah.
They've pushed it closed.
Yes.
They've moved on to the thing.
Yeah. They've gone through the wall.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm sure she's been listening to the conversation that they've had, which leads me to my next one. What if she'd heard them and went with them and followed?
Well, that's the thing. I've got that too.
Mm.
I've got two there. I've got a few there. So,
at this... the bit where she goes downstairs and talks to her dad.
So she goes talks to the dad, and then they decide. So instead, that's what I was saying with the key. Like, what if she goes back and then after they've walked away, she tries the door again because then the door would open.
Mm.
She'd see them. They'd be talking about the book of whatever.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, this changes the whole story.
Yeah.
Because either they've got to make a split decision whether they're going to try and scare her or just talk to her.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think she's going to be scared.
No.
So even if they do try and scare her, she's just, I think they're going to end up becoming best of friends.
Also, at this point, if she was to talk to him and say to them, like, I've seen ghosts, blah, 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 she doesn't have photographic evidence like she does in the next scene where she does. So therefore, the parents will never take her seriously.
No, they won't.
Mm.
And it maybe changes things because maybe, but she could probably explain. See, she's very vague when she finally does talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best. No. She actually could do a lot better. Anyway, not to.
That was one of my what ifs. What if she insisted her dad just listen to her?
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
No,
he
never listens. She doesn't try very hard either.
No, but she's a troubled child that he doesn't really want to have to deal with.
Yeah.
In fact, I reckon if you could leave her in New York, you probably would have.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? He wants to get away from all that shit. Yeah. All the stress. Because he's got a wife who just loves to decorate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his daughter who is like the emoist of emos. And he just wants to chill out in a little country town. And he won't chill out in a little country town because he has to deal with these two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of feel for him. But I do take your point about him. The developer in him comes out.
Yeah.
But I feel like of the two parents, he's the more likable ones of her parents anyway.
Oh, absolutely. But still, he's an asshole.
So what I said here, what if they call Beetlejuice before they go to the do the door thing?
Yeah.
Because the thing drops out and they think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they see that. Doesn't the TV come on? Or is that later? As they're holding the door, does the TV come on? Okay. That's when they go to do it again. Yeah. Okay. So, but what if, because I remember them holding the door, but that's for the other part. So what if they decide yet, because they can't read the Book of the Dead, they don't seem to give a shit about it. So what if they decide to call Beetlejuice at that point before they've even talked to Juno?
Yeah. His flyer comes out of the book.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So what if they decide to call him at that point?
Mm. So they go into the, what do you call it?
Yeah, so they do the door instead, but I'm saying instead of doing the door, if they call him at that point.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, at that point, then that mucks up a whole heap of things. But I honestly don't think they have the ability to do that.
They probably don't know what they're
because
doing.
Because Juno tells them what to do.
Yeah, Juno actually says his name.
What if Juno, no, she doesn't say his name.
Oh, no.
She says you've got to say his name three times.
Yeah, yeah, they don't understand how to do it.
No.
They're morons.
One, they don't know how to say his name. Two, they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
They don't understand the instruction that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what if Juno told them nothing or told them more good stuff about old BJ? They don't mention anything about him at all.
Before we get in onto Juno, because I haven't got through the door yet.
We're
not even through the door yet. So when they do the knock on the door, right?
Yes.
He has a piece of chalk and the book.
Yeah.
He leaves them there.
Yeah.
He walks through the door and leaves the book. I said, what if he takes the book with him?
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what I would do. If I have this book.
Yes, it's like your Bible.
Take the fucking book.
Feels like it's your past.
He leaves the book behind. Mm. Then that's when, what's her name, Lydia, gets the thing. And then she finds the book. Now, that means she can read the book and she understands more about them. If she doesn't get to read that book, when they get back and they finally meet her, she doesn't know anything about the stuff that she's read.
Yeah.
Because that does help to build that bond.
She could show them stuff in there too.
Yeah.
She could show, yeah, she already seems to understand the book, which helps them understand the book. But if they'd taken them with them.
She doesn't see the book at all.
No, she has no idea. And maybe they would have understood the book better by taking it along.
Yeah. Well, maybe if they'd taken the book, then they would have been, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The afterlife seems like the worst bureaucracy in anything anyway.
Yeah.
No one wants to be there.
Yeah.
And it is like the RTA.
Mm.
No one wants to be there and no one understands why they're there.
And they're gone for 3 months.
Yeah, I know.
So
every time they leave the house, the clock goes faster wherever they are.
Yeah. So they've been gone for that long as if they wouldn't have got to the attic.
Yeah, they would have.
Yeah.
Well, she's already seen the book. She's had 3 months to read this book.
Yeah.
And she probably, if she really wants to show her dad, she would show the book to him. Yeah,
she doesn't though.
She doesn't.
So it's interesting what she does.
So just jump back a sec for when they finally go through the door. So they see the lost souls part, and they see the guy, the one that you talked about.
Oh, not before they go through the door, before they meet Juno.
Yeah, before they meet Juno,
Down the corridor.
When they're walking down the corridor.
Yeah, the Willy Wonka corridor.
Yeah, just before that they get down to the corridor, they're waiting in the waiting room, and then they get called through by I thought it was Stronger.
Yeah.
Which I still can't believe that's him.
Mr. Goodyear.
Now, why does the papers say try and lose this one? Have you never noticed
what
that?
Paper?
So the guy who's like been run over,
he's
like this. He has papers in his hand.
Yeah.
And the papers say try and lose this one.
I never noticed that before.
Yeah, and I don't understand what it means.
Could have nothing to do with them though.
I don't think it's going to do with them. I just don't understand what it means. I've just noticed it this time. I've never noticed it say that before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought maybe you had an idea of why it says try and lose this one.
No, I don't know. But he's obviously committed suicide because otherwise he wouldn't be there.
Exactly. So he's jumped in front of a truck. Maybe he was had betting debts or something and then he...
Maybe there's just, you know, he can't lose his job.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never noticed it. I was too busy looking at his face.
So then we jump back across. This is the part where you're saying Charles Dietz notices the church.
Yes.
And he tries to sell it to that Max guy.
Yes.
So...
I had one that said, what if the town realised the danger of a big developer in their little town and ran them out?
Yeah.
Because a little town, as we know personally, don't like people from the big city.
Yes, especially a town like this.
Yeah. They would hate that.
They would, first thing they'd ask is who he was. And the fact that they're bringing all this stuff in, they've been spending 3 months renovating this old house.
Completely redoing it and making it look horrible.
Yeah, making it look terrible. You'd think that there'd be an action group coming after them.
Yeah.
So I've said, what if Charles decides to call Daniel Clamp? Because he might want to buy the whole town.
Who's Daniel Clamp?
Oh, Gremlins 2.
Oh, okay.
You remember that thing where he wants to build...
Yes, that's right.
He wants to build the little town.
Yeah.
And then he says, do you want to buy it? No one will build it.
No,
but I'd love if he calls up Daniel Clamp and says, hey, Daniel, I hear you want a little town. I'll sell you this one.
Yep.
Because he says he could buy the whole town.
Yeah.
He's not trying to buy one part. He's going to try and buy the whole town out.
Yeah.
And then build like this idyllic village for everyone to live in.
So they need to up their game and they see the flashing sign for Beetlejuice.
Yep.
And all of a sudden now... She seems to know how to say his name.
Yeah, she knows it now.
Yep.
They've worked it out.
Somehow.
Yeah, so I don't
she
understand.
Says it three times and calls him.
Yep.
And I said, what if BJ hadn't interfered?
There's a little bit, is there a little bit just before that where they see Lydia again? And they say to her something like, because I went, what if saying the word funeral proved that you were dead? Because they're saying about how they're dead and whatever, and she sounds like she believes them. And then they said, you know, whatever, a funeral. And Lydia goes, funeral? You guys are dead.
Yeah, but for her, she sees them like normal people. So it's a bit of a shock when they keep saying the word funeral. It's like, oh, that's right, you guys are dead.
It's just the way she says it. It's like it proves they're dead.
Yeah.
You really are dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I've got... When they go to try and scare them, because this is the part where they're trying to scare them, like with the sheets and everything.
Yeah.
Because that happens just before the Beetlejuice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the sheets. And I said, what if instead of putting sheets over themselves, they decide just to move items around?
Yes.
They know they can move stuff. Because she's already picked up a little horse and done the stuff, right? Yeah. Now, surely it'd be much scarier. They know they can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
They could walk around and grab them and... Push them over and
fucked with the people renovating with their house.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
That's what they should do. Like the first thing I think that we would do is if we were in this situation, which hopefully never in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were in this situation, the first thing I would do is I know I can pick up stuff and throw it. Why wouldn't you like pick up a knife and throw it at the wall?
Yeah.
Like that would scare the shit out of everyone.
Short circuit the house so they can't do any electrical work.
And like move all their items around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the scare. Like. You know, The Sixth Sense, one of the scariest scenes in The Sixth Sense is when she turns around, she turns back and all the cupboard doors are open.
Yeah, that's pretty terrifying.
Like you know, the ghosts don't get little sheets and go, woo,
they're trying to portray these people. They're not that type of people.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability, they don't have it in their bones to be threatening in any way.
No, they finally move stuff around later on when they do the musical bit.
Yeah.
But that's too late. They could have done it earlier than that.
And I'm sorry, it was a musical number. It's not scary.
No, it's not.
The scariest part of that, and we're jumping ahead, I won't talk yet.
Yeah.
But there's a scariest part of that.
So, we call Beetlejuice, and instead of, this is the thing, instead of Beetlejuice just coming out, they get transported to be small, and they have to dig him out. Did you notice, you obviously noticed, when they're digging out, so this is his model, they dig out little bits of cardboard that have the word fragile written on them.
Yeah.
You know how small that piece of fragile, like that word in fragile would be written?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. It was quite funny that I've always noticed that as a kid. I'm like, ha, that box is regular size.
Mm.
Takes you out of the movie a little bit.
So this is when we first meet, this is the first Beetlejuice live action
encounter.
Encounter.
Yeah.
And this is... brilliant. Yes. It takes so long to get to this point. It's like 40 minutes before you get to this.
Yeah, it's you see him in little bits, but it's more like a little bit of mystery involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they dig him out. He does his little fly around. He does his whatever. Have you got anything for when they're in there? I've got for when they escape from him.
I said one thing I thought is, what if they didn't dig him out?
Yeah.
Well, they just so they dig him out and they say home, 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 which gets them home. Bless you.
Excuse me.
But I thought, so it feels like once you've said Beetlejuice three times.
Yeah, he's out.
He's free. Mm. You've got to say it again to lock him back up.
Yes.
So, those rules are not established yet and you only learn that when she says it.
Well, she says home, home, home. And I said, what if she says Beetlejuice three times again?
Yes.
And puts him back.
Yeah.
Do they stay small? Or do they go back to where they were?
That's...
See, she just wants to get home.
Yes.
She doesn't care about him being out.
She just wants to get away from him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was interested in that sort of law side of it. I also said that when she... they get out and they pick him up.
Yeah.
What if they just squished him?
Yes.
If that was possible.
Well, I don't think it matters. I think he's pretending that he's small. I think he can get out anytime he wants.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he can.
He's trying to...
It's all about the theatrics.
...manipulate them, yeah, because he can... He becomes bigger. He does the snake thing after all of this.
That's right, yeah. And then I said he gets stuck down, like he makes himself spiky and he drops him. And I said, what if he got stuck down and he couldn't literally move after that?
Yeah.
Like he got wedged into the foam and he was permanently stuck. And then I said, what if she had said his name again? Would he go back in the coffin and be locked in there?
Yeah. Exactly. So, that's what I think would happen.
Yeah.
See, her home, 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 I think she says it and he goes, all right, I'll make them big again because they think that they've got rid of me.
Yeah.
Because he's controlling this whole situation.
Yeah.
Who's to know home, home, home is actually not just him going, all right, fine, I'll let them get big again. Yeah. And then I'll wait for them to go away and I'll jump out.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. I said another one. So I think it's at this point. Do they do the dinner?
Yes. The dinner comes next.
The dinner comes next.
Yeah. I've got the day-o bit.
Yeah. So you can go. I didn't really have anything what ifs for the dinner.
So I said, what if they made the day-o dance more violent? Mm. What if rather than just making them dance, they made them hit their heads or they threw them around the room?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they don't have to hurt them too much, but at least make it scarier.
Yeah, they just
make monsters come at them.
Yes. Look, as a kid.
Yeah. The last bit is scary.
Yes.
The hand is scary.
Yeah. I loved this scene and I hated this scene. I wanted to watch it, but then I had to be really smart about when I looked away because the hand coming out at the bowl is fucking terrifying.
But they're not terrified by it because they're not the kind of people who get terrified by that. They, like I said, if they'd established earlier that they can throw things around a room, then they should have done that.
Been throwing shit around the room.
Yes.
I would have been making her sculptures, you know. I would have been doing some massive damage.
Yeah.
But they just don't.
They just don't care about it.
They don't have
it.
That sort of thing.
Don't care
it's
enough.
Just a shame that they don't have the skills that I have. I said, what if after that they decided to leave? They seem invigorated by the whole experience. Like they loved it. Like they basically went to a dinner-themed restaurant and enjoyed it very much. So, I thought, what if they'd actually left and then they wouldn't have anyone to haunt anymore? Would they sell the house to someone else and have a new problem? And then I said, what if their tricks were any... what? Oh, that's right. Should they go back to...
They tell Lydia to go talk to the ghosts and ask them to come down.
That's right. Then... Then
they go upstairs.
That's right. And that's when Beetlejuice decides says she to
won't,
visit.
Yeah, Lydia says she won't come down.
Yeah.
Or they won't come down. So they go upstairs and they break in.
Yes.
And when they break in, they're all in there and Lydia's telling them to leave or whatever. That's when Ortho gets the book.
Yes, they're hanging outside.
They're hanging outside the window. Yeah. And then Beetlejuice laughs at them and says, oh, big scary whatever, and I'll show you how to do it.
That's right. Yes. So and he becomes the snake. That's right. I forgot how that process happened. And I said, that surely should have gotten them to leave at that point.
Well, I said, yeah, what if the Deets decide to leave the house at that point?
Yes, they should have.
Because this is where it's scary, right?
Yes, yeah.
Because he does the scary thing. It just seems like nothing can scare these people.
No.
As Lydia says, the Dietzes never give up on a property.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're ever going to scare Charles Dietz out of this property.
No. And he sees
have to kill him.
He sees the amazing perspective in it.
Yeah.
He wants to turn in... Turn
it's into an amusement park.
Yeah, and he wants to turn some building in the town, the church, into an ant museum or something?
I don't know what that is. Retarded? Some sort of thing with a museum.
He's fucking, it's retarded.
It's a stupid idea. It's never going to fucking work.
No, but, and I think that's why that's kind of out there, sort of outrageous.
Yes.
And then they get called back to Juno.
Yeah.
Because they let Beetlejuice out.
Yes.
And they're in trouble.
Yes, they get in trouble.
And she tells them that you've got to up your game and do some tricks.
Yes.
And then she insists that they do some tricks before they leave.
Yes. And I said, what if Juno told them that their stupid making faces was useless, like it was the first time?
Exactly.
What if she said,
they pulled their faces off, they ripped their head off, and that did nothing. What is this going to do? Unless it's going to scare the girl.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Is that the aim? To scare the girl to make him leave?
I don't know what Juno's aim is.
Yeah, I had the same thing too. I said, what if their new tricks were of any use if they could see them? They can't see them.
Yeah, they won't look with them.
Yeah.
So what if she said to him, here's the things you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, you need to possess things.
Yeah.
You need to move things around. You need to, like, if she said you need to hurt them, then I think then Gina Davis's character would say, or Barbara would go, no, I'm not going to hurt people.
No, I can't hurt that little girl.
But what if she said, you've got to scare them so much that they have to leave, they want to leave.
Yeah.
But it's too late by now.
Yes.
Juno knows it's too late.
Yes. Mm.
She's just giving them shitty advice because that's her job.
Yes.
Juno doesn't want to do this anymore. She slit her throat and she doesn't want to be in public service.
Yeah, no. She's living the bad life. She doesn't want to do it. But at the same time, too, it's funny that there's just, they seem to be at their tether, but they're not. It's very weird.
Yeah.
This whole scenario is very weird at this point because they're like, I don't know what they think they can accomplish at this point.
The whole thing about them being in public service is funny because Ortho says it during the dinner party before he's even seen the book, and he makes it like a little quip, a little joke. And I really love the way they do that because he never reads it from the book.
No.
He just makes it as a joke, and then we just know that's the truth.
Yes.
Which is really, I reckon that's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Because you see it all. You see all the...
It gives him some credit too.
It does, because he's done some stuff.
Yes.
So he's a bit of a dipshit. Yeah, we all know this. He's
led a varied life.
And we know that he at least knows something.
Yeah.
He's not a complete idiot. But he still fucks up later.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, anyway.
Yes. That was that one. And then, what was it? Lydia almost gets drawn into Beetlejuice.
Yes. So I says, what if she does say the final Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
And he comes out at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they able to actually, they're not able to fight him off.
Yeah.
If he is out.
Yes.
They do get him back in, but that sort of battle happens quicker.
Yes.
And they're caught off guard.
Yeah,
people are going to get hurt.
I feel like she probably would have had she not recognized. She recognizes him as the snake.
Yes.
And that tends to stop her from saying it. She almost does.
Yeah. She really very, very closely.
Yeah. She realized, she goes, you're that snake guy that hurt us.
What's the rule on the Beetlejuice? Is how far between the second and the third Beetlejuice can you wait before it's...
Yeah, I don't know. And also,
she said it twice. If she ever says it again, does he come back?
Yes. And I also had a thing. What if someone else was to say his name? Does that count, start over? Hers. Or do they...
This is like the Austin Powers joke in whichever Austin Powers that is. Is it the third one or the second one?
I don't know.
The one where on the third question, he has to give the right answer.
That's right.
But he tells them...
Yes.
And then at one point he asks
the one with two Heather. Questions. Locklear, Heather.
Heather Graham.
Yeah, Heather Graham.
The second one? I think it's the second one.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so it's the guy, the assassin, and he asks two questions, and on the third time.
Third one.
And then he asks two questions, but the second question is not the same question.
Yes.
And he goes, you start a new question stream. So I don't know whether that negates the original one or not.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know what the logic is. I think it doesn't negate it, because I think if that's the case, when we did the Beetlejuice, it was... I mean, they never say the third Beetlejuice.
No.
He never gets put back.
No.
But she goes twice, right? So he goes once and she goes twice.
Yeah.
Now, if he goes again, that's two for him.
Yeah.
So either one of them could say it again and it'd be fine.
Also, fun fact. Oh, not fun fact. But Juno says his name twice in a row.
She does.
What if she said it a third time?
Well, what if she's already said it 6 years ago? It's third time.
No, but if she'd said it third time in a row, does she bring him out into that realm?
Ooh.
Like, what does it happen there?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it only works on the human realm.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Beetlejuice 2. Because she said his name twice. More money.
Sure, I want to see it. I liked it and I want to see it.
No, I'm making the Spaceballs joke.
I understand. Yes. And
I
then,
want to see it too, but I only want to see it if it's not a terrible reboot.
The next bit is the huge exorcism sort of thing that they decide to do.
Yeah, so they decide to do this thing. Basically, the ghost won't come out. And so they, first of all, they invite the ghost to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lydia says, they're not going to come out. They're gone. They're not here. They're not going to come out, right?
Yeah.
And Otto knows they're still there. And then basically just, he's very smug about it.
Yeah.
And has decided that, oh, God.
I was in my lamp.
our daughter left a note inside the lamp.
I love note. It's great.
Yeah. So, jeez, that put me off.
Sorry.
That's okay. So Otho is now Axel the way he has been the whole movie. Yes. Like, oh, yes, I can do this.
Oh, yeah, he's so extraordinary.
Decides to do this, like, seance-y thing where he says all these magic words from the book and it brings them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's just going to bring them out. But what he's doing is he's bringing them back to life.
Yes.
So they can die.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if they die again at that point?
Does that mean they go into that lost souls room, the death for the dead?
Yeah, I think it might be. I think it's an exorcism.
That's what I felt like it was. I feel like that's what it was. Yeah, they've been exercised.
So why do they... Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that in a sec. Mm-hmm. But so Otho does that part. And as that's happening... Lydia realizes they're dying. Now, the only thing she can possibly do is...
Go to Beetlejuice.
Say his name. Now, does she say his name three times at that point?
She has to start a fresh new line of questioning.
So she does have to start again.
Yeah, it's a whole new evening.
Because she said it twice.
It's a whole new evening. It's a whole new day's passed.
So there isn't obviously a statute of limitations.
No, definitely not. It's not three times in a lifetime.
Well, it could be.
It doesn't take over.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does it work? Does it have to be three times within... A 5-minute period? Like, no one explains this.
No one explains it. But it's obviously she did it, you know, on a separate occasion.
So she does
it
three times and he comes to life, right?
She agrees to marry him first.
Oh, that's right, yeah. She has to agree
to
marry him.
And I said, what if she offered her step-up for marriage instead of herself?
That's true.
He just has to get married, so if that's all he has to do.
Yeah, why don't you marry the step-mom?
He doesn't care who he wants. He just has to marry
someone. Maybe they can't, because maybe it's not Utah.
Oh, you can't have multiple marriages.
Yeah, you're not. I'm sorry, you can't be brother-husband.
Fair enough.
With Mr. Ferris Bueller. Yeah.
So he comes out and becomes a, like a carnival ride.
Yeah, now I've got a good point about this. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that he has batwing ears?
Yes.
So good.
It just fits really well.
It just fits. And I feel like that was Tim Burton, like, telling us without telling us.
Yes, yeah.
That's what's happening.
Check out, I got Batman.
Yeah, I got Batman. Check this shit out.
That's good.
Because there's no reason for it to look like it's got bat wings.
No, it was trying to be a spooky ride.
Yeah. Plus, if you think about it, who does Batman... Batman's against the Joker in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is very much like a amusement park Joker, you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't pull that bow, but
I don't know.
Right.
I think it's a long bow, but I think it's also a good one.
It is a long one. So you've got to stop doing that. It's very distracting.
Oh, sorry.
He sets the couples up, one of the couples on the what do you call those things? The ding.
Yep. The skill tester thing.
And I
so that's Robert Goulet, who is still worried about Ted Stryker.
Yes.
And his wife.
Yep. What if he killed them?
Well, I think he does kill them, does he?
We never see them again.
Never see them again. I think they're dead.
They would be dead.
They'd be dead.
Yeah.
They just gloss over that one.
Yeah, no murder. It's all comical.
Mm-hmm.
And then he calls he needs witnesses to the wedding.
Yeah. So he says he cuts the Maitlands down.
Yes.
So they're down, right?
Yeah. And they're getting better. It's stopped.
And they get better.
Yes.
So he does actually help them.
No, he says he would do it. He's a man of his word. He's not... It's just his means of doing so.
He doesn't have to help them,
no,
but
he does. Not. Yeah.
If he doesn't help them there, then they can't help stop him. Because without them, they're not going to stop him.
Mm-mm.
Lydia and the parents are not going to stop him.
Yeah.
So that means he gets his ultimate goal. So if he gets married, what happens? Is he become mortal again?
Seems like he gets out of the loop. He gets out of the hell or purgatory that he's in.
Mm. Is he still a ghost, though? Is he still a spirit, like a haunting spirit?
I don't think so, because everyone could see him.
Yeah, okay.
He's a different realm of spirit than everyone else is.
He's a demon or something.
Yeah,
he's something like that. So what's his ultimate goal after that? Is it just to live, or is it to...
Yeah, I reckon it's just so he can cause chaos.
Yeah, and cause chaos. He's a chaos demon, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. So he could... They're the only things that could... I mean, he doesn't... He once again, as a bad guy, underestimates the good guys.
Yeah. Also, what if the wedding outfits were thrown out? Why would she have kept them?
Yeah, no, it's weird,
She threw out everything in that house.
They threw everything out for the wedding outfits.
They treated them like trash when they found them in the cupboard. They were shocked, like, ugh. Even though there was a dead body hanging there. That was like a dummy when they moved it.
Was the wedding stuff... No, it wasn't in his room, was it? I thought it might be in that room that he said, please leave it alone.
No.
It's not in there.
No, they passed it. It was adjacent to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know why the wedding outfits
To just be there so that this works.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. So, yeah, they call the parents as witnesses.
Yep.
And I said, what if these slow, heavy sculptures were outrunnable?
Yeah, I know. They didn't even notice them.
No. And it takes... They would take a good 20 minutes to get to where they were. Yeah,
they took ages.
They took forever.
They were so...
But it happened so quickly.
It was because it was all claymation. It takes a long time. Yeah, it was a lot of frames.
It was so MTV. How are my sculptures?
And then the fireplace turns into the MTV fireplace.
Yeah. At this point, he's done his business and he saved them. I don't know why Lydia wasn't smarter to just say his name.
Yeah, she should have just said three times there.
Yeah.
He's done what he needs to do. She can put him back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she know that if she says his name three times again, he goes back?
You just assume so.
Yeah, you could try it. She could at least try it.
She does try to say it. No. Yes. Beetlejuice.
Yes, she does.
But she waits till it's too late. And she also wastes time by saying no.
Okay, so how audible do you have to say his name? Do you have to say it so he can hear it? Or do you have to say it just so you've said it? Because as he's distracted doing what he's doing by moving all the stuff, she can go, Beetlejuice. And he's done.
Yeah.
He gets put back in.
Yeah. Yep.
But
makes sense that
everyone seems to have to yell it.
Yeah.
You notice how everyone's yelling it?
Yeah.
At the end, like as if you've got to hear it.
Yes. Also, Barbara says it. If she just said it faster, she would have got three in there.
Yeah, she says it slow. And she waits. And then he
zips her. So she unzips
and
it.
And she could say it twice there.
Beetlejuice.
And then he does the
yeah.
Boom. And enough time for him to do the pretend baseball throw.
He does a hiss like it.
Yeah.
Recoils. Beetlejuice, you could set it again.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
It's not very well done.
Yeah, they're not smart. So, yeah, I had that one as well. And then I said, what if the dad and mum maybe clued onto the fact that maybe saying his name? The dad wasn't muffled.
Mm-hmm.
The mum was.
Yeah.
She was kind of in a weird position with her sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he could have went Beetlejuice. Like, even if they just questioned it.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
What's Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
That would have been another way to add another one in.
Yes, and then he's got to stop a bunch of people saying it.
Yeah. Just add more chaos to it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting if he started saying it.
Yeah, or him just going, who's Beetlejuice?
Mm-hmm.
And that was another one.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be the same person say it three times, but
that's
still.
Right. And then, again, I asked the question, does the count start over if somebody else
Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, and then the sandworm takes him away.
Yeah, so she goes to say it that last time and then has the thing in her mouth and he just decides he's going to just put her into the sandworm realm, which is Saturn, apparently.
Is that what it is, Saturn?
Someone said Saturn at some point.
Yes.
Anyway, so...
Saturn in your backyard or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that was so, and then she sees the sandworm coming.
Yeah.
And right when things are at their worst, the sandworm crushes through the top of their house.
Yes.
And basically takes him out, right?
Takes him down to the basement, through the house, back to Saturn.
Yeah, takes him wherever it is.
Does that
so I'm assuming that when you get eaten by the sandworm that you get sent back to that realm.
I would assume death for death.
I would have thought that too, ends up in the waiting room.
I know.
Which is one of the best scenes in the movie.
Oh, it is the best scene in the movie.
That one with the guy with the magic powder.
Witch doctor.
Witch doctor, he turns him into the little head.
Hey, look, it's Elvis.
This could be a good look for me.
Steals the ticket out of his hand, the one-digit ticket,
And
replaces him with a whole roll.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, I got to do a GQ magazine after this. He's just like, he's so confident, and he's just sprinkled, hey, let's get out. It's the best thing ever.
I think, I like the line, he says, this could be a good look for me.
Yeah, he thinks it's, oh my God, Beetlejuice, it's just nuts.
And then that's it.
That's it.
There's one last scene where we get she gets an A and they get to dance.
They're living together in harmony.
It seems like she likes the dead people more than her own parents.
Yes.
But her parents don't seem to care.
No.
Because they don't really like her anyway.
No, they don't.
But this is the thing.
Basically, they've adopted two people to look after her child. Yeah. And these people are renovating their house for them too, for free.
Yeah.
They've got ghosts putting up wallpaper. Shit wallpaper, but wallpaper.
But you notice that the house starts to look back like the old house again.
Yeah, they're fixing it
back. They're fixing it back. Yeah. So these people have said, okay, fine. Now, don't you think that Delia would go, all right, well, we'll just go back to New York then.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they stay there?
I'll use it as a holiday let, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, I think what you're right, you're saying it's not their full-time home.
They indicate like they're moving there. Yeah. But maybe they are moving there. Maybe he had to sell his other house to get this one.
Maybe. I don't know.
They just never tell us that point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, buying another house doesn't seem like a breakdown to me. It just seems like if it was considered a breakdown, it means he would sell up where he was living.
Well, that's right.
An hour and a half out of the city.
I feel.
Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. I feel like that's what they're trying to indicate to us, but they never explicitly say it.
Yeah. It's like someone who was living in the CBD of Sydney buys a house to go live in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God, you're crazy.
It's exactly the same thing.
Oh, dear. Well, that was Beetlejuice. Geese.
Beetlejuicy.
Yes. Thank you for watching it and listening and doing this podcast with me.
Oh, I very much enjoyed it. I love that movie.
It is your turn to pick a movie.
Yep, I've already picked it.
Of course you do. You have like five lined up, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't have five. I had the one last week, which was Demolition Man, and mm-hmm. I had this one.
Oh, okay.
Now, for two different reasons.
Oh, God.
Now, this one.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Oof. I hope you like this movie.
Not liking it already by the sounds of
really?
It.
Really? Okay.
Well, the way you're introducing it, just get over and done with it.
Okay, we're going to do a little movie called Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind. Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet.
So I want to use my Molokai on this one.
You want to?
I hate that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's your movie. It's not my movie.
Oh. That's well, you right. can if you want.
No, I'm not going to waste it on that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I thought you would like this movie.
It's going to be a Leon the Professional, I can tell you now.
No, this is not Leon the Professional.
It's going to be, from my point of view, it is. It's going to be like, why am I watching this? Oh, okay. But it's not 100 Girls worthy, so that's okay.
Oh, I feel a bit put back by that. I'm sorry.
Because isn't it, that's the one with him with Kate Winslet, yeah?
Yeah.
But they keep kind of jumping.
Yeah.
Into different, yeah.
No, they're wiping his mind as he's trying to remember her.
Yeah, but it keeps jumping from scene to scene.
Yeah, jumps from scene to scene.
To memory. Yeah. Okay.
It's got our mate from Chain of Fools, Boz. What's his name? Beasley Bosworth.
Oh, yes.
And it's got Kirsten Dunst
maybe
and Mark Ruffalo.
Maybe it'll be more enjoyable if I'm ripping it to shreds.
You can rip it to shreds all you like.
Oh, I know. And I intend to. Don't you worry about that.
Don't you worry about that. It's a very good movie. I don't know why you don't like it, but that's okay.
I don't know. It's just, it's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
I prefer coffee.
Cool. All right. I just thought it's a good chance to do a Jim Carrey that's not just a comedy.
But I like the comedy. It's my thing. Okay. All
right, fine. Look, that's okay. My next one that I have up is going to be a pure comedy. Don't you worry about
it. Oh,
that.
Wow. You pick some comedies for me instead of actions all the time.
Oh, I just like to pick different things. I don't want to pick comedies every time.
Yeah, but comedies are funny.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
What the people come for. It's why they want to listen. They want to listen to the jokes.
Well, I don't know if they do or not.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You can make more jokes out of something that's not funny.
No, it's a serious podcast, but there's enough serious fucking true crime shits out there. We don't
I'm not
going to
be serious. I'm going to make jokes. I figure there's enough weird shit in that movie to make jokes about it.
We shall see.
All right.
You've sent the gauntlet. Let's see how we go.
I'll drop the glove of destiny.
And wear it on my head as a headband.
That's exactly right.
I'm making
if she went the other
face.
Way, it looked like a rooster.
That's probably why she didn't do that.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And we will talk to you next time.
We'll be in your ears next week. Take care. Ta-ta.
Bye.